A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 Fit Talmud. Baba Kama Ayin Zayin. Baba Kama 77a. Pagination is 153. We have an interesting topic that sometimes something could have happened is already helpful to us in ascertaining the status, even if it didn't actually happen. We encounter such a thing in the topic of menachos, where different items are mixed into a vessel, and one of the criteria is that there has to be enough room to be able to do the mixing, even if the mixing is not actually done. Kol ha-ra'uy lebila, the mere fact that it could have been mixed, is already going to push it forward in its status. Likewise, on the facing page over here, we have a certain status that would change if zurika occurred. Zurika is the sprinkling of the blood of the carbon on the mizbeach. And there's a difference between lifnei zurika and achar zurika. Before the sprinkling was done or after the sprinkling was done. And it matters whether this was done during the daytime. Says the Gemara midway on the page at the end of a line, my lifnei zrika, what does it mean in this case that it occurred before zrika? Kodem shenira lizrika. It all has to do with whether it happened before the carbon was ready for its zrika, and la'achar zrika is la'achar shenira lezrika, before it was, after it was ready for zrika. Now, this idea is going to be applied on today's daf regarding a different, also fascinating case. The case over here, which we'll elaborate a little bit more on, is a para aduma, which theoretically has absolutely nothing to do with being eaten, and therefore any tuma that would have to do with ochlin should theoretically be irrelevant to the meat of the para aduma. It simply has nothing to do with being eaten. However, there's a concept that if the meat had at one point been relevant to be eaten, then it would acquire tumas ochlin, the tuma that's reserved for things that are food products. The question is, does a para aduma indeed have any relevance to being eaten? And our Gemara quotes the opinion of Reish Lakish, which is that it does. And the reason is because a person can still redeem the animal even after it's been killed. A person can redeem it and make it unholy, make it no longer a korban. This is an astounding concept. If a person had an animal and for some reason wants to redeem the animal, it's part of his herd, he made it kodesh, and he wants to redeem it now and use a different korban, let's say, different animal as a korban. So we could understand there's a concept of redemption. Over here we're talking that the redemption is occurring regarding an animal that has already been shecht as a korban or for use in the Beis HaMikdash, in the case of the Para Aduma. Not only that, but the next step of this logic, which is what makes it relevant to our topic and creates the topic for today, is that even if the animal was not redeemed, since it could have been redeemed, in which case it would have become regular food. Therefore, even now that it wasn't redeemed, it has relevance to being food, and it will therefore acquire the tumah reserved for ochlin if such a thing would occur. If certain things would touch it, it would become tameh, just like ochel, just like food, even though, again, it isn't food, but because it could have become food had you redeemed it. Therefore, even though you didn't redeem it, it's still going to have that status of food. Going back to our other introductory remarks, the mincha wasn't mixed, but it could have been mixed. The bowl was big enough for it to be able to be mixed, and that's all we need. In the case of Zrika of the Karban happening while it's still day, it could have happened. And that's all we were asking for when we said that the summation of topic was Lefnei Zrika Kodem Shenire Lizrika. It simply has to be able to happen. Let's see this Gemara. The bottom of the facing page, so we're on page 152, which is Ayin Vav Amud Bey 76b, the last two lines, Kala Omed Liftos Kipadui Domi, anything that's ready to be redeemed, available to be redeemed, is considered redeemed on some level. The Tanya, as we learned, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon said, Para Metame Tomas Ochlin, A para aduma, is metame tumas ochlin. Hoil v'hoisa l'sha'as hakosher, since it had a time that it could have been kosher as food. V'omer Reish Lakish, and Reish Lakish explained, Omer haya Rab Shimon. Reb Shimon was referring to this case, even taking into account para niftes agabe ma'archasa, that a para can be redeemed even once it's already set up to be burnt. Alma kol ha'omed liftos kepodui dami. This is all based on the concept that it could have been redeemed, and therefore, even now, it acquires the status of food, because it could have been food. We'll stop there. Yeshakoach, thank you for joining.